My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As we talk about the Falcons, and we're going to talk some college football as well, Wes Durham joins us, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Wes, I saw your great broadcast for Georgia Tech, obviously taking you back a little bit. And you got a chance to reminisce a little bit for the days that you called those games. But, you know, they responded. And I just want to start there because everybody said, okay, what's going to happen after they win in Ireland against Florida State? The right. Georgia State team came out. I thought they were ready. And then you get a goal line stand, and all of a sudden, you know, things shift, and Georgia Tech turned it on. Tell me what your impressions were of this Brent Key team.
Well, I think, first of all, Georgia Tech answered kind of the bell about, you know, you're going to be, you know, the Florida State hangover. And you know, I think he challenged his team during the week. They processed forward. They got back from Ireland and processed it forward. And I thought that was an important trait of Brent's staff and really kind of this player-led team to go ahead and move forward as fast as they could and play. Now, on the other side, give Del McGee a lot of credit. That's a staff that was thrown together quickly, as you guys know, in the spring when Sean Elliott left. He knows the transfer portal. He brought some guys in there, and I thought he gave his players a chance to win the game. And to be honest with you, I came out of there thinking, you know what, they weren't sure what they were going to get, or at least that's what they told us. And I think they got a lot to build on, and I think they're going to be an interesting team to follow in the Sun Belt. I think that league's really good, by the way. I think it can produce the G5 team in the playoff. But Georgia State's going to be interesting to follow. I'm excited and optimistic for Georgia Tech if they can stay healthy, Carl and Mike. Mm-hmm. The schedule is still the schedule. Saturday at noon will be no joke. At Syracuse, Fran Brown's done a nice job creating momentum and enthusiasm up there, and they got guys flying around the ball. And now that Georgia Tech's back in the top 25, they're going to play a game now where they're the hunted. And how does Haynes King and that group, Kyle Eifert on defense, how do they respond? I think it's going to be really interesting Saturday at noon.
It is our man, Wes Druham.
Oh, welcome back, Michael. Good to have you back in the country.
Buongiorno and buonasera. Yeah, Wes.
Customs, everything go clean at customs?
Yeah, man. And by the way, a lot of Georgia Tech fans always, they say they love hearing you when you're on the show with us, when I met you in Dublin. And that was
a blast.
Of course,
you saw him in Dublin. Good Lord. I mean, it was pretty much the American takeover, I heard, huh?
It really was. I was telling Carl last break, it was an absolute blast. Coach O'Leary was over there. I mean, it was
That's
a scene.
Right, Mike, yeah.
That's great. Go get some Jamesons. Go make it a double. But no, it was a great time. Wes, I said to Carl, the thinking and the way they approach it, Brent Key, you saw, we were like, why is O'Brien taking this Boston College job? It's a George O'Leary-like effort. They don't beat themselves. They play strong fundamental football, and there's an ethos. Florida State now has to turn to a bunch of guys who have no investment in Florida State other than they got the most money out of them. So how does that work for Coach Norvell in a very difficult situation?
Carl, good to know by Tuesday at 4, the bats are already stacked for Brown.
He's done. The season's over. Wes, season's over. Season's freaking over. There's nowhere to go for Florida State. I mean, we'll be back in the Cheez-It Bowl this year.
Carl, if you're lucky, you'll be in the Cheez-It Bowl. Mike, here's the thing about Florida State that concerns me. I heard how good they were going to be on the defensive front, and the first two games people have lined up and hit them in the mouth. They've lined up and run the ball on them.
Right.
Castellanos is a handful. From a impact perspective, he's a lot more than Haynes King, right? So in 2 weeks, you've had two different style quarterbacks basically write the same prescription. The other thing is, and I hate to be this guy, Uyunglele is exactly who Uyunglele has been.
Exactly right. Cam Ward's the guy you wanted. He looks like a world beater down there in Miami.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Second, Cam Ward's got a big-time offensive line. He's got a big-time defensive front. His front seven is legit on defense. Mm-hmm. And he's got exactly who he needs from a skill perspective. Mark Fletcher is a three-down back, and he's got the big, tall wide receivers. And, oh, by the way, he's got the college version of a pain in the ass in Xavier Restrepo.
Right.
And he's got a tight end who played when Eisenhower was in office. So, right. I mean – you know, Miami, this is as good as Miami, and you weren't here last week, and I told Carl this is as good as Miami's been since they joined the ACC.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm not surprised what happened Saturday. All these people that were on the Gator bandwagon last week, I don't know what they were thinking. But that's fine. Line up for the Gators, and, you know, Squid, everybody get on the Gator wagon. But the idea for me was I thought Miami would win the game. It was a matter of how much they'd win the game. So mm-hmm. – The idea here is I think Florida State's situation is they have to get it fixed, and thank goodness they're not playing this Saturday. But Memphis is no pushover. That's another G5 contender for the CFP. And in all honesty, you know, this is how deep the ACC is. What you're seeing with Georgia Tech, kind of what you saw last night, and that's one game with Boston College and two with Georgia Tech. But I thought Miami had a chance to be good. The Virginia Tech thing is the head-scratcher. I'm not surprised Clemson lost to Georgia. Right. The way they lost to Georgia surprised me. I think Georgia is immensely talented and has really no reason not to be in the playoff at the end. But the ACC is pretty deep. I mean, NC State's going to be a factor, I think. We'll see Saturday night when they play Tennessee. This is really a great time to be a college football fan in Atlanta because, quite frankly, it all runs through here, and literally at the end it does.
Yeah, give Vandy credit. They got a quarterback. Diego Pavia, right?
He's a playmaker.
He's a player, man. I mean,
that's a 5'10 Brett Favre throwing footballs there.
Well, I watched that game because I was like, Vandy's leading. And then I had it on. It was one of my, you know, games in the corner of my television. And I'm like, okay. And then I got to a point where I had to switch to it because it became so interesting. Mm-hmm. But he was one of the top performers of the week. I mean, listen, Cam Ward, Miller Moss at USC, Garrett Nussmeier, right? I mean, Shador Sanders. These are the guys we're going to be talking about. And this Vandy kid was pretty damn good, too. All right, real quick, we got to shift gears because I know we got to talk some Falcons here. We get you on every week, by the way. You can look forward
to it. Thank goodness. We're playing Sunday. Thank goodness.
Right on.
I'm with you, man. All right. We heard from Justin.
Mike happier than others, Carl, but yeah, thank goodness we're playing Sunday.
Justin Simmons says he's up. He's ramped up. He's ready to go.
That's good.
Yeah, Matthew Judon, ready to go. And we just got word, and we've been talking about this since the show started, Steelers are going to be without their starting left guard. This is a big deal for that Steeler offensive line. And Mike and I have been saying, Wes, we got to get pressure on Russell Wilson.
One would think. And, you know, the other part about it is, I retweeted this morning. Mike Tomlin said, you know, Arthur Smith, really, there's been no conversation about, you know, personnel and things like that. And I understand because, quite frankly, a lot of the personnel, a lot of the packaging of those personnel's changed. although Arthur's brought some old friends back. I mean, Cordero Patterson signed last week, so he'll be here on Sunday for the right. Steelers. I think that there are three real kind of pillars in the game. I think one is the ability, obviously, to pressure the quarterback. And we're going to start with a storyline, and we're going to kind of stay with it for the first six, in my opinion. Second part is, what's Atlanta's run-pass balance like on Sunday? You know, how well can they run the ball with the offensive line? And then, you know, in the mix of – and I'm not saying down and distance as much as I'm saying what's the percentage is going to be when the game is over. I think you're going to see a little more pass than run. But how many guys are in the throw game? How many different guys catch balls? How many guys, you know, are in the offensive packaging? And then the second part of it is, believe it or not, I think special teams have to be considered here. You know, you've got a return game. You've got big plays. Who handles the explosives better? And if that's special teams, if it's a defensive turnover, if it's an offensive deal, you know, that kind of thing. I think those really become the three things we have to focus on with this team, because Atlanta was minus 12 takeaway giveaway last year. We know they ran the ball well, but really, did they have offensive explosives? Not many.
Nope.
And can they limit, or by pass rush or by takeaways, the defensive explosives? Because when you think about it, Atlanta got those interceptions from Jesse Bates early in the year, guys, and then had a hard time taking the ball away after that.
Right.
And let's see kind of where it goes Sunday. I think it's going to be really interesting. And Wilson, you know, we're to the age and stage with Russell where his best play is to turn and hand it to Najee Harris or Jaylen Warren. Let's be honest.
It's our man, Wes Durham, talking about the Falcons. You'll hear him and Dave Archer and Squid Billy be in the background as they're covering the Falcons all year long on your flagship, 92.9 The Game. It just seems like we drafted all these skill position players when we really had holes all over the place. But this is the year, Wes, where they finally come to fruition, whether it's Kyle Pitts and Drake London. You already touched on Bijan and maybe being used a little bit better and understanding what they're trying to do in the Zach Robinson offense and scoring a lot of points, which will in turn help the defense.
Yeah, I think the offensive piece of this, we can't assume that every card is going to be turned over on the table in week one, right? I mean,
it's going to be some sloppy stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got to hope that you don't have a lot of unforced errors. I mean, we've seen that in college, right? We've seen a couple teams keep other teams in games because of unforced errors. Yeah. I think for me, I have high expectations for Drake London. I think Kyle Pitts will certainly be, you know, available more. But the term Kirk Cousins used 2 weeks ago, calling Drake a friendly target, that leads me to believe that Drake is a guy he's looking to. And maybe not every snap, but certainly he knows Drake London can make the plays. And then I am really, really interested, and this is just, you know, the guy doing the games talking. I don't have any inside knowledge. What's the Robinson-Algier balance, and when do we see them both in the backfield at the same time? And then when is one a receiver, and when is one the blocking back? I mean, I just think there's some interesting wrinkles here that creates explosives for Atlanta. And do they have a plan and a package that they think will tip somebody's hand with what they do defensively? It may not be Sunday. It might be next Monday in Philly or 2 weeks away for Kansas City, where they can get to a package where they've got you completely hammered. In other words, they've put a group out on the field and you can't match it without calling a timeout. I think that's a real thing now. I really do.
I do too. It's going to be interesting. Our coverage again, by the way, on Sunday begins right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We've got all the action, all the pregame, all the game coverage, all the postgame as the season gets started with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Remember, we get the Eagles Monday night. And then we come back home, and we have the Kansas City Chiefs. That's our first three. But we got to start. Yeah. We got to start Sunday, Wes, with the Steelers.
Yeah, it should be a great environment. I'm excited to be in the building and see what kind of reception this team gets, because I think a lot of people are excited, and they should be.
Right.
You know, and I think they've done the things they've had to do here in training camp with Judon and Justin Simmons to really drive the momentum and. You know, knock on wood, everybody stays healthy, and we'll see what happens when we put it on the tee at 102 on Sunday.
Steelers a bit more injured right now as far as, you know, guys they had to replace. Carl talked about it
right.
On the offensive line. Over-under for sacks for us and for them, because they have to get after it, obviously, with T.J. Watt.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, T.J. Watt, right? Oh, by the way, Cam Hayward, too. Mm-hmm. By the way, let's not get lost. They got how many Haywards they got on the roster? About six. So, look, I think
because we're 3-4. I was asking you, I'll ask you, you think we blitz a lot or you think it's all the down line is supposed to get there?
I think, Mike, I'll tell you this. From somebody who, you know, studies the game like you do, sitting in the seats in between visits to get the beer. Here's – you like that, Carl? Here's where we're going. How many times do you see, like, a combination of Judon, Ellis, Anderson? How does that look, right? Look, they're going to get into sub-packages. They're going to change the number of linebackers. I think, you know, everybody says, well, what are they? Are they a, you know, are they a 3-3-5? They might be. On some snaps, they might be 2-3-5. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's crazy what you get. I think all this is a moving target, and I really think it has to do with where they feel like they can, A, you know, dictate the tempo from the defensive side. And I think that's where Jimmy Lake and Raheem and Jerry Gray and the offensive room, or the defensive room, rather, they get in there and start thinking about their personnel. Remember what Terry said last week, too, and I don't know if you guys have seen the interview with Torrey on the Falcons website, where Terry talks about they got to the 53, which is really the 69 with the practice squad, right? But they got to the 53, and they put the team together backwards. In other words, they put it from 53 down to 1 based on value. Well, I'm curious, when they get into that discussion, how much of that is flexibility? And remember, Raheem talked about putting guys in certain roles during the preseason who were going to have a chance to make the team, but what was their versatility, and could they focus on a couple different positions? I think there are going to be a couple guys on here to keep an eye on. D'Angelo Malone on special teams, Ebi Katie, Zach Harrison, rather. We didn't get to see a lot of him in the preseason. T.Q. Graham, what's that look like? If Brandon Dorlus is active, what does that look like? I mean, Aroro probably falls in that same category. I think it's a fascinating team on the defensive side from just a combinations perspective.
You have more flexibility than you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no question.
That's where people are looking at this from the wrong angle. They don't realize the flexibility and your ability to mix and mingle with, you know, these packages that you're talking about. I'm with you. That's what's going to be interesting. Go ahead.
I think the other part, too, Carl, real quick, is I think offensively, because of the stability you have in the offensive line now.
Yep.
Remember how last couple, 3 years, we've, like, it was Bergeron at left guard. It might have been Dahlman at center. You're kind of locked in with those five guys. Now, you feel good about, you know, Neuzel and Hinton and Storm Norton and Javon Gwynn, who are also on the active roster.
You got depth, yeah.
But the reality becomes that offensive line that's been kind of a half-raised red flag the last couple of years, mm-hmm. it's not there now. So what does that mean? That means that, you know, Zach Robinson and those guys can trust Dwayne Ledford and now start mixing and matching based on what they want to try and do offensively, too. I don't think that's been talked about enough either.
We're going to see. It is going to be a challenge. Steelers are not going to come in here and lay down. We got to go get it, but I am looking forward to it Sunday and looking forward to hearing you and our man Dave Archer as well. Thanks for stopping by, Wes. We'll talk to you.
Appreciate it, guys. Welcome back, Mike.
Arrivederci, Wes.
Coming up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.